Now, Congresswoman Mary Miller was scheduled to join us this morning. I did do an emergency backup with my friend John Chimkus, who's agreed to join me by phone this morning. John, how are you?
I'm sad, but I mean, we got a chance to visit yesterday, and probably I got some of the emotion out then. But yesterday, what happened there will be in the history books as a sad day for our country.
You know, when it comes to yesterday, there's still some people saying, look, you got different statements. And one of the statements was even made on the floor last night saying, look, these people that came inside the building, they don't represent the 300,000 people outside.
Well, that might be true. I mean, we say that for every protest and mobs. We say that for over here in St. Louis for, you know, Ferguson or the Antifa or what's going on in Portland. But there is some guilt by association, and there's also some responsibility. And I think it's being laid at the feet of where it should be laid. You know, you play with fire and you get burnt. And the president has played with fire, and he incited these folks to do that. I told you yesterday, and listen, my temple is my church and my God, but as close to we have in this country, a temple of democracy and freedom is the Capitol building. It was under attack September 11th, and I believe that Flight 93 that went down in Pennsylvania, that a patriot took down, Todd Beamer and his crew, protected that temple of democracy against a foreign force, Al-Qaeda. Here, our own people attacked that temple of democracy. It is shameful. It is incomprehensible, and I'm really embarrassed. And you can see I'm still emotional about it.
Right, and as a matter of fact, I spoke with a number of people over the course of the evening after I got off the phone with you, and asked them exactly what word did they use. And embarrassed, by the way, was one of them. And the people that I'm talking about were staunch Trump supporters. Now, here's the other item: the people who went to the Capitol building yesterday went there because they believe the election was stolen from them. And they say, why aren't these other agencies looking into the things that we see? A man who says, I drove ballots from one state to another. The report that there were millions of ballots printed in China. There's all this litany of items that I know you're aware of. And so they believe they're there fighting for their country and in the integrity of the election and their children.
Listen, what we have to do is support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We have the rule of law. That's what separates us from totalitarianism and emotionalism and dictatorship. So the rule of law is this. States count ballots. Ballots get certified by their Secretary of State. The Electoral College then gets certified and signed by that state governor and sent to Washington, D.C. We have to respect state. If Republicans and conservatives don't support state rights, then what do we do? I mean, I just find it, and well, people have the right to protest. People have a right to go on January 6th and protest. They have a right to be concerned. They have a right to, like, you know, their First Amendment rights. They do not have the right to invade the Capitol building to try to disrupt the counting of Electoral College ballots and desecrate. I mean, some of the pictures, and I'm not on news 24/7 anymore. The little bit that I've watched has sickened me. How these invaders treated the Capitol building.
John, did you see this coming? And I'm not talking about this particular event yesterday. But was that a precipitation yesterday of why you didn't seek another term?
Well, listen, you know I've had my concerns with President Trump, and I did vote for him, and I know why I voted for him. But I was always concerned that he danced too close to the edge. He's got charisma that can sweep people away in emotional passions. And, you know, had he eventually just said, okay, we're going to have a transition of power, you know, this is the way government is, then none of this would have happened. He continues to incite and incite and incite. And, yeah, I was pretty happy not to be part of trying to defend a president who I think danced on the edge. I mean, is this a guy who could really think that he could assume power like a Putin or a Lukashenko or Kim Jong-un or any other dictatorship based upon emotion? I think he may. I'm not sure he's a true constitutional conservative. It's scary. And I guess my analysis is that our institutions are stronger versus a charismatic leader of a group of our citizens.
You know, I'm looking at the messaging here that's coming in while there are people listening to you, you and I speak. And more I see people saying politicians need to stop saying the president incited the violence. He did not. They need to denounce the violence and then find out who did it. And then once again, the reference was this Antifa leading the march. And you see this several times yesterday. And I'm seeing this messaging and theme canon. You know, those people did not represent me is another one that I see here very quickly. Now, quick, before I let you go. You and I were on the phone yesterday afternoon, and you said, did you see this? And I immediately went out and did my work from a statement made on Tuesday. I'm going to play it down the line to you now, okay? This was from a speech given, well, in the background, I watched it on YouTube. The Capitol is just behind Congresswoman Mary Miller, who now sits in your seat. John, I'm going to play this down the line to you, okay? Here it comes.
Hitler was right on one thing. He said, whoever has the youth has the future.
All right. You hear just a small cut of that. John, your reaction?
I would never quote Hitler.
Okay. But just that's it.
She's the elected representative of the 15th District. She's represents me and other folks. And I'm disappointed that my elected representative will quote Hitler.
All right. Now, what's interesting is how many people saying, look, even one of the quotes was sent to me this morning, said even a broken clock is right twice a day. But I think what we're talking about here is just by association being crafty enough to stay out of the way of these items, because we all know that when you indoctrinate a child or teach a child, that that's you set them on a path.
That's Proverbs. I would quote Proverbs.
There you go, right?
Train a child in a way they should go, and then when they're old, they will not depart from it.
And
I would quote Proverbs over Hitler.
Yeah, well, and I can tell you that was the exact one that my mother pounded into my head as well. Before I let you go, John, there's a lot of bitterness. There's a lot of division. How do you bring people back together again? Can that be done, and how would you do it? How would you imagine that happening?
Yeah, I know a lot of your listeners who've been great friends and supporters are probably, thinking, now I'm part of the swamp, or I'm an armchair quarterback. I've taught history. I've served the country my entire adult life. We have to respect the Constitution and the fundamental rule of law. And legislators can change the law, but until legislators change the law and a president signs it, you cannot be pulled away from the basic fundamentals of the rule of law. And I just would ask my friends down in the Deep South, and many of that I represented, to search their hearts, because our country's stronger than one individual. It's the founding of over 200 years of people who bled and died. And if you go through history, we have had periods like this. So, I think people need to read their history books. Go and read of the period of time of Andrew Jackson when he lost the election, and then 4 years later he won the election, and the turmoil and all that consternation that occurred during that period of time. So don't think this is not an abnormal period of time, but I've never seen our own citizens break into the U.S. Capitol. I guess the only ones who did it was the British in 1812. We ought to be embarrassed and ashamed that I believe our president incited a mob that encouraged that.